Earlier this month, The Takeaway introduced you to a woman trying to navigate the healthcare system. Writer Abby Norman suffered from crippling abdominal pain and documented her story of diagnosis and treatment in a book called Ask Me About My Uterus, A Quest to Make Doctors Believe in Women's Pain. So many of you connected with her. We got numerous messages from listeners who experienced challenges similar to Norman's, asking us to explore this topic deeper. Your messages prompted our series of conversations this week, exploring the biases women face in the medical system. We're calling the series Taking Pains with Women's Health. Takeaway producer Alexandra Boti joined me to introduce the series, which began with Abby Norman's story.
So she was 19, in college, training as a dancer. She was gripped by this horrible pain in her abdominal area, and it really changed her life. She ended up going on something of a quest to get relief and help, and what she encountered along the way actually really surprised her.
After all of these months of saying, there's something very wrong in my body, and then doctors saying, there's nothing wrong, you're stressed out, there's nothing wrong, maybe you pulled a muscle. I could not have really known at the time that that was going to be the rhetoric that would chase me throughout this entire experience.
So that rhetoric that she's talking about is not being believed, feeling dismissed when she went to a doctor with excruciating pain. So this book was all about what she faced trying to get the medical community to believe her and to give her the treatment she needed and the experiences of similar women as well.
It's so difficult to hear because I keep on thinking about the women in my life, my colleagues, my family members who may have also experienced this. But what about you? What drew you to Abby's book?
I also trained for many years as a dancer, and the idea of losing your muscles, losing your strength, and watching your body waste away, and feeling helpless, like no one knew how to help you and no one was listening to you, that really resonated with me. As did the idea that she brings up in this book that so many women go into a doctor's office, express pain, and feel dismissed and don't get answers, especially when it's something that has to do with reproduction or menstruation, things that many doctors still say, you know what? That's normal. Pain is normal. Deal with it.
And they often dismiss it as sort of a psychological or mental issue rather than what it is, a very real physical issue.
Yeah, you know, and she ultimately did get a diagnosis of endometriosis, which is actually pretty common. It's incredibly painful. The numbers that experts give are around 10% of women, but that's probably pretty low considering how underdiagnosed it actually is.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, especially with these issues as seen through the lens of reproduction and menstruation, what does Abby attribute to this?
So, of course, that's a huge piece of what she's trying to get at, right? And it's complicated. And it's a question that we're going to try to answer over the next few days of coverage that we do here on the show about what women face in the healthcare system. But part of this, of course, has to do with history and a very long history of women facing doctors and a medical community that isn't willing to accept issues that have to do with menstruation and reproduction as being worthy of more research, as being worthy of more funding, more testing. That needs to change. And Abby underscores that. Abby also says that one of the things she really wants to see is doctors recognizing their own unconscious biases to the extent that they can. But sometimes the knowledge is not there when it comes to things like endometriosis, like we mentioned, and maybe like chronic fatigue syndrome.
It's so difficult to believe that there is this huge lack of understanding over women's bodies, mostly because if you look at the plain demographics on Earth, women are a slight majority of the population. So the fact that we don't understand enough about their biology and how they're responding to medicines is really deeply troubling. What else are we going to hear in this series?
One of the things we'll look at is the gap in access and care that women of color in particular face in this country. It's something that's been reported but still bears a lot of exploring. Women of color are more likely to die of breast cancer, of heart disease. These gaps are really large. So we're going to talk about why and possible solutions there. We'll also hear a focus on young women, because something we don't think about a lot is what young women face when they're out in the world with major health issues. And we'll also talk, as I mentioned before, about the lack of research and funding in certain areas and how we can actually move ahead.
So, Alex, we're going to be hearing more about young women coming up, right?
That's right. You'll hear my conversation with author Michelle Lent Hirsch. She's a science writer, and her new book is called Invisible: How Young Women with Serious Health Issues Navigate Work, Relationships, and the Pressure to Seem Just Fine.
Thank you so much. Really looking forward to this.
Thanks so much, Duarte.
We're hearing from you. Many of you told us about bias you felt from doctors.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from New Jersey. Yes, I am a woman, and I have to say, I felt bias from both male and female doctors. Over the course of almost 2 years, I could not be diagnosed with the cause of a progressive skin issue. I saw 5 different dermatologists in that time, each one eventually telling me it's emotional or stress, or I'm bringing it on myself. Finally, I was diagnosed and can now manage it, and no, it was never my emotions or stress.
So difficult to hear sometimes. Do you have a story to share about bias in the medical system or what it's like being a woman in pain? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.